good Wednesday morning, everybody. You can consume our chat on the crossover. It'll be up on the radio replay page momentarily. It is a Wednesday. It is a hump day. We've reached the middle of the week. George is back. Good to see you. Is this going to be a new look with you in glasses?
It might be. My eyes need a break.
You're a contact guy, right?
I am a contact guy. Always been a contact guy, but I lost my glasses in 2018 in St. Louis at a wedding, and I haven't had them since.
Because you were dancing and they just flew off your face or out of your pocket?
No, I'm pretty sure I was hungover and forgot to grab them the next morning.
There's a lot of stories, George, that you tell that involve alcohol. There are a lot of things I'm learning this summer about George. I used to think you were very conservative.
Yeah.
Kind of by the book.
Now I am.
I thought, oh, that one time you got drunk, you tried to climb a fence, you fell, you broke your arm. Now I'm thinking, everywhere you go, you get hammered. Maybe we should have some speaks off the air. It's a good look for you.
Well, thank you.
You look very professional.
Thank you.
But if your eyes are having a problem, you can go see our good folks at Kugler Vision.
Oh, good call. I could save some money. I could have saved a lot of money.
See, I hated wearing glasses. So I started wearing glasses at a young age. And then it's a little bit tough when you're a husky guy and you have to wear glasses. I had had enough of being called four eyes for a long time. You're fat and you got four eyes. That's tough. So maybe that's why I became a comedian. But then as I played sports, I couldn't see playing baseball. Like the depth perception was so off. I wanted to go to contacts. And anybody that wears contacts for the first time, and especially at a younger age, it's a nightmare. You're sticking
nightmare.
Your finger in your eye. You're ripping your contact. You're losing your contact. You put it in the wrong way.
Takes 45 minutes to get one in.
It is so miserable when you put contacts in for the first time. Mm-hmm. Then as you get a little bit older, don't even think about it. I mean, you open up your eye and it's like a magnet and boom, they're in. Mm-hmm. So I don't wear contacts or glasses anymore, thanks to Lance over at Kugler Vision. But I hated glasses. I absolutely hated glasses. And then I got stuck where I ran out of contacts and I had to update my prescription. Mm-hmm. Well, I hadn't updated my glass prescription since I was like a sophomore in college. Yeah, try driving with a bad glass prescription.
Okay, no.
But I have, I'm not going to kid you, I have gone with the fake glasses look to look a little bit more. I went to a job interview once and wore glasses that were not prescription, just so I would look a little bit more professional. So,
distinguished.
Yes.
I can't stand those people. As a glasses wearer,
thank you.
Those people that wear glasses that are not prescription just for the look, no.
I just did it once.
It's like when you get
crutches. And I didn't even get the job.
Yeah, when people play on your crutches, when you get crutches. No. Yeah.
Well, it looks good on you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You throw on a suit?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh. I have a wedding next week to go to.
I would go with the glasses. I might. That's a great look on you.
Gary, I might go with the glasses. I'm serious.
It's a fantastic look.
Thank you.
Coming up today, the mailbag. Straight up at noon, brought to you by our good friends at Oscar's Pizza and Wings. They're two absolutely fantastic locations, 173rd and Center, 162nd and Maple. Gift card is on the line for the best question in the mailbag. That is straight up at noon. Scott Shanley is back on the day that training camps are open across the NFL. You missed it yesterday. We did not get your full take on your guy showing up for training camp in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Interesting note, if Aaron Rodgers plays the entire season, starts every game, Jordan Love will be only the second first-round draft pick at quarterback that has sat out their first 2 years. You know who the last was?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers is in camp. Scott Shanley is back with us. There is a lot to discuss of what happens with the Packers moving forward. Randall Cobb tweeted out today he's coming home.
Sure is.
That's a good pickup. He has been better in the last 2 years in Houston than he was his last 2 years in Green Bay.
And now he's getting his quarterback back.
That might be okay. That might keep number 12 happy for the entire season. But there is a lot going on in the NFL, from vaccinations to guys in camp and storylines. Deshaun Watson is practicing today. So Scott will stop by. Plus, we'll get Scott's thoughts living in Dallas on what is happening with Texas and Oklahoma on their way to the SEC. Plus, Parker Gabriel is back. People wondered where PG was. We just said he was on vacation. Well, his vacation included Parker getting married to his lovely wife, who is from the West Coast. They were supposed to get married last year, but the pandemic, and instead of readjusting, the way PG has told it, she has a large family. And so they said, no, we'll just postpone it a year. And so he got married recently. And so the married Parker Gabriel will stop by at 1:30. Tomorrow is Fan Day in Lincoln. We've kind of got into this mode the last couple of weeks as we get closer to the season of what is the enthusiasm. Is tomorrow a good gauge of the enthusiasm of Husker Nation for this upcoming season? I don't think so. I think the Fan Day is one of those things that for kids and families, it's on the calendar, regardless if the team went 11-0 the year before or 0-11. So I wouldn't gauge the enthusiasm for football. Now, I would gauge if our guy is not there at 4 a.m. waiting outside the stadium tomorrow to be the first in. Then I would say, maybe the enthusiasm for this upcoming season is waning. But tomorrow also will be some media availability, and then camp begins on Friday. So football is here, and then 4 weeks from Saturday, the season is here. Where in the heck did the summer go? 4 weeks before Nebraska and Illinois take the field in Champaign. I was going back and watching some of the coaches' comments during the Big Ten media days last Thursday and Friday in Indianapolis. Side note, Minnesota is ticked off at Scott Frost. Coming up after 11, I'll explain why they are ticked off at Scott Frost. But hearing P.J. Fleck, watching Mike Locksley get no questions asked, and then Brett Bielema, who is back in the Big Ten. Ironically, the last conference game that Bielema coached was against Bo Pelini. He wanted to crush Bo Pelini. He did not like Bo Pelini at all. And that game ended up 70-31, and shortly thereafter, Bielema was off to Fayetteville to be calling the Hawks as the head coach at Arkansas. And since then, after getting fired, he has had the journey in the NFL from the Patriots to the Giants, and now he is in Champaign. And he's got a big personality, and I think he sneakily, I'm just making up that word, I think he sneakily believes that his team is going to be a surprise. Why is Brett Bielema going to be a problem 4 weeks from Saturday, or is he? I think he's a very good hire for Illinois. I think he has done all the right things initially, especially starting in state. And why I say sneakily, as an underdog, he hasn't got any billboard or bulletin board material out there about this game as an 8-point underdog, but he has inherited a team full of super seniors that in return their quarterback, their three offensive linemen, and probably will be better with a defense that is more suited to today's college football. I think there's some talent in Champaign. Bielema, to me, struck me as a guy that knows something we don't. So, why is he part of the problem for Nebraska 4 weeks from Saturday? I think the biggest thing is he's a wild card. He has no fear. And your first game as the head coach, and it's a conference game, and more than likely the stadium will be sold out for a high noon kickoff. He knows something that we don't. He just is playing that way. Just adds to the significance of that game. But will he be a problem in the first matchup, and will he be a problem now that he's back in the Big Ten West? I think they will not be a walkover because of him, but I don't think it'll be Wisconsin reincarnated in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. But he could be a problem. He could be a problem. I think he believes that this team is good, and you know he dislikes Nebraska, even though secretly he wanted the Nebraska job before Mike Riley got it. I think he dislikes Nebraska. And he will somehow privately, maybe it'll get out publicly, will build it up of his dislike for Nebraska and wanting to beat Nebraska and get off on the right foot. Nebraska will have to play well, and it's also in the category, if teams are below you, you must beat them. And you must beat a team that beat you last year where you walked off the field and were absolutely stunned. He may not be as big a problem on August 28th, but I think he'll be a problem for somebody during the course of this season. They will get somebody that they are not expected to beat, because I think there will come games where they will be more than an 8-point underdog. All right, 10:45. Scott Chandler is going to join us at 11:30. Mailbag at noon. Parker Gabriel stops by at 1:30. You can always stop by. 951-1620. You can always drop us a line to the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. Equitable Bank, where they take banking personally, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at Gary Sharp 1620, at My Ace is Black 04, or the official Twitter handle of the show at Gary Sharp Show. If you missed it last night, speaking of spreads, the U.S. was a 40-point favorite against Iran. Did you see what happened? Did you see what happened, my friend?
Nobody's talking today.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. 120 to 66. Dame had 21 and kind of just hung out beyond the arc. I stayed up to watch this game. You know who was really, really impressive for Team USA today? Now, the competition they were playing.
It's not there.
You, me, Michael, Verz, and probably Shane. I mean, we could score some buckets against them. Devin Booker, they have Devin Booker playing point guard. You know, his second game post the NBA Finals, he looked pretty good. And I also like the fact that compared to their loss against France, Team USA was selfish.
Sure was.
They didn't share the basketball. If a guy had an open shot, they took an open shot. They looked much better today or late last night into the morning. They don't play again until Saturday against the Czech Republic. I'm still riding or dying with the men's Olympic basketball team. But they cannot hold anything close to what the women's three-on-three did early today. They won gold. Some sports at the Olympics, when you were away yesterday, Jordan, I was some of the sports that you only see about, you know, every 2 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That you kind of fall in love with, and you make a commitment that you're going to pay more attention to them. And then you don't. And then they come back at the next Olympics and you go, man, that is a great sport.
Uh-huh.
I really believe that 3-on-3 basketball, which is starting to gain some momentum in this country, I think 3-on-3 basketball in the off-season for basketball can take off.
It absolutely can. Especially the way that game is played. Constant flow. And there's no stop it. A little stoppage here for fouls and stuff, but I'm with you.
I mean,
it's
exciting. We got the big three.
Yep.
And now we have this in the Olympics. It's fun to watch. Look at the venue. I think if they had fans, it would be packed. It's a nice, intimate venue, and the U.S. women won today. 3-on-3 basketball has got a future in this country.
Sure does.
Off-season basketball could really make it a year-round sport. You could get 3-on-3 slash the big three, mm-hmm. and then I'm all in on the tournament to win $1 million.
I'm with you there.
I would like to be a general manager next year of a tournament team.
Ooh.
Creighton's got their team, and that was exciting to watch down in Wichita. But you got to get out of Wichita. You can't play road games in this. You got to make a point to host. I'm going to put together a team. Maybe I'll combine Nebraska and Omaha. Find guys that want to play. But basketball has a chance to be a year-round sport with, you know, the NBA, free agency, summer league. But the auxiliary stuff like the tournament and now 3-on-3 hoops.
Yeah.
And we've got some Stephon Bradford. Oh, he was on an Olympic qualifying team, the former Husker. He dominates in 3-on-3. I think it's really got a chance to take off in this country. We've got to embrace it, though, that it's okay to play 3-on-3 basketball. Heck, it might help our development in basketball. It's tough sometimes to find 10 people to play. I go find 6 people to play.
Easy.
Yeah. You know, just get a basketball and you got 3-on-3. We've all played 3-on-3. And now we have a gold medal courtesy of the U.S. women. All right, break time. Off and running on a Wednesday. Glad to have you in the middle of the week here in late July. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.